Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, getting into the issue of Ma'arim. How is one Ma'arim? And remember we said from the Rambam yesterday that the Tosfos Yontif quoted the difference between Arma and Mirma. Arma and Mirma, very important comment of the Rambam, but this is Kesen Ma'arim, right? Two ways to get out of paying the Chomesh, and that has been used in the Gemara earlier, actually as the basis for certain kulas. So the Gemara says, what exactly is the case? So the first case is Ketzad. The first case is Omar Dom Lachaver, a person says to their Ben Ubito Hagdolim, Lavdol Shifchos HaIvrim, somebody says to their family member or Eved that has financial independence. Heilach Ma'us Ha'elu Uptelach HaZamayser. Right, take this money and redeem the Meiser with it. But you can't do it with a child who is a katan. So the question is, asks the Gemara, what exactly is the case? What did you give over to them? So we're right in the middle. Lamed Zayin Amavez. Ma'an Kaiman. What's the case of the Reisha? What's the case where a person says, where it works, where he says to his child who's a gadol, and Eved and Shifcha who is an Ivri, the child who's a gadol is somebody who's financially independent. If there's a gadol that's not financially independent, then he's not called a gadol. That's the Gemara elsewhere. And we've mentioned that in the past. That's the fascinating Ha'ara of the Gra. They tell the story that the Vilna Gaon was once walking through going through a town, and he passed by, and there was somebody who saw that he was a Talmud Chacham. He says, could you help me? He takes out his father's Sfarim, and his father, Sefer, on the side of the Chumash, in Parshas Brachos, it says the abbreviations Gushanak. Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Ayin Aleph Nun Kuf. Gushanak. He says, I have no idea what this is, what this means. And the grower, without batting an eyelid, says, oh, I know what it means. That's in Brachos, by the sun and the moon. Right? The Gemara says, Hamar HaGadol and Hamar HaKatan. Hamar HaGadol is the sun, Hamar HaKatan is the moon. So why is it Gadol and Katan? So the Rashi there says, the Chazal say that the moon, and as we know from nature, the moon doesn't have its own independent light. The moon relies on the sun for light. And the sun obviously has the independent light. So a gadol has independence, and a katan, why is the moon called a katan? Because it relies on the sun for its light. So says the Gra, the Gemara says that a katan, what's the definition of a katan in halacha? If a gadol relies on his parents for sustenance, then he's considered a katan. Gadol v'somech al shulchan aviv nikra katan. That's Gushanak. And that's learned out from the sun and the moon. And that's why it was on the side of the Chumash in that sefer that the Gra identified. Okay. So anyway, but the Gemara says, if you have a gadol who is financially dependent or a Jewish servant, shif avdo shifcha ze'evrim, so then you can give him the money. So what exactly is the case that you give him the money? So Anan Kaiman asked the Gemara, im b'sha'amalot se'ev fadeli, if it's a, he says, good, take this money of mine. Reuven says to Shimon, Reuven says, take the money of mine and redeem my produce. Meaning Reuven keeps ownership of the money and of the Ma'aser Sheni. So then that shouldn't work. That to pater the chomesh shluchahu. Then the other person is just a shliach, and it's ki'ilu the person himself is doing it for his own stuff, and of course he should have to pay a chomesh, right? That's not going to work, right? He does it for him. So what's the other option? Seu patei lecha. So what if he gives them both? He says, here, take this money and take this fruit, and you do it. That also shouldn't work. Or shaloi, and then that's his. That's his, so can't, that's also not going to work. In both cases, a chomesh would be paid. So what's the only case that a chomesh would not be paid? If there's a separation in the bailus. Ela ki'an kaiminan b'sha'amar lo padeli mishalcha. Padelecha mishali. One of those. Padeli mishalcha. Even the person says, padeli, redeem for me my produce mishalcha with your money. This money is yours. This money is yours, and I'm keeping the produce. Padei lecha mishali, or redeem lecha, you take the fruit. The fruit belongs to you, mishali, and here's my money. So if you have one of those separated, there's not going to be a chomesh. The chomesh is only if the person doing it owns the money and owns the fruit. Vatani ken, we also learned in the Tosefta, padeli mishalcha, padei lecha mishali, eino mosif chomesh. So in that case, not mosif chomesh, because each one is separated. Amar Reb Yochanan, the rule, kol ma'aser sheni, sheinohu upidyono mishalo, eino mosif chomesh. Reb Yochanan says, if the ma'aser sheni, if he does not own both the money and the produce, then there's no chomesh. Chomesh is a special din d'oraisa, standing on a chomesh. is only if he does both. What's the source? Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun, Mishemer Becharina, Taima de Rabbi Yochanan. As we know in Yerushalmi, Taima means source. From the following pasuk, right, the pasuk at the end of Vayikra, Vim Go'ol Yigal Ish Mi Ma'asro. If a person is redeeming from his own, Vachamishi So Yosef Olav. So the Mefarshim of Chaim Kanievsky says it's a double possessive. Mi Ma'asro Chamishi So. Kedeshi Yehu Upidyano Mishalo. That's the din. That's the limud. See Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hachi Darish Kra. Kol Shem Ma'asro. Hainu Haperos. Vachamishi So. Hainu Demea Pidyon. Shelo Humosef Chomesh. Only in that case. We're not going to do the whole sugya of Shlichus now, but here and on the next off, a little bit about Shlichus comes up. Right? The Gemara says here that if you gave everything, then basically he's you and you're him. And you would be chayav chomesh, right? Even though you say to him, here's my money, here's my fruit, you do it for me, but it's kiilu you did it, right? That's the concept of shlichus, right? Shlichus itself, there are many approaches how shlichus works. Rebbe Chanan talks about different ways how shlichus works. I'll read it, like I like to read from the Lekatov, in the first paragraph in all the Lekatov, in Klal Aleph, Nistapakti. The Lekatov has, before he introduces 10 pages about Shlichus, he says, this tapakti, had the kaimalon, Shlichus shalom kamoso, ma wa kavana bazeh. And again, our Gemara, you can have some nafkaminas, because here, the other person is doing the maisa, but I have to pay a chomesh. So why is that? So, ima kavana, shegufa shel shliach nechshev kegufa mishaleach, is there a total identification? He is me. It's as if I'm doing it. Says if I'm doing the maisa, I'm doing everything. That's one way to view shlichus. Mamish, the goof of the mishaleach and the goof of the shliach. Oh no, no. Shashliach lo adam acher nechshav. Maybe the shliach is considered someone else. Raksha ha maisa asher hu ose bishlichuso al kapane misyacheses le mishaleach v'nechshav sha mishaleach asa ha maisa hu. No, he's not me. The shliach is not the mishaleach, but the maisa of the shliach is considered the maisa of the mishaleach. That's another way to do it. He did the physical act, but it's a kilo I did the physical act. Right? That's how shlichus works. Number two. Right? Not I am him, but his action is my action. Oh, or maybe even less. Dilma gam ha-maisa einena misyacheses le-mishaleach. No, no. You did the maisa. I'm the mishaleach. You're the shliach. Right? Approach number two was that maisa, it's as if I did it. It's my maisa. Maybe not. Shlichus, no, it's not that I did the maisa, but it's just that the results of the maisa relate to me. Rak l'shliach, v'nechshav sh'ashliach asa ha-maisa, the shliach to the maisa, lo ha-mishaleach. Rak sh'atorah gazra, the Torah just said, sh'af sh'adam acher asa ha-maisa, lohu, the Torah is b'chadesh, that even if somebody else does the maisa, not me, I'll call zeh, kiven sh'sholchu l'kach, mo'eles ha-maisa sh'la acher avuro, ki'ilu asahu. The effects, the chalos, somebody else could do an act of Kedushin, and I could be married. Somebody else could do an act, and it works for me. So those are the three ways that the Rebbe Yosef Engel has for Shlichus. Again, either the goof is the goof, or the goof is transferred, the mice is transferred, or the chalos is transferred. That's basically the three. So here, l'chora, you would need, right? Would you be able to say this if just the chalos is transferred? Maybe. Maybe it's just my fruit. My fruit that are getting affected, so maybe that would be enough for a chomesh. Okay, but he talks about in that sugya in Lakatov, he talks about all the different sugyas in Shas of Shlichus, starting with Kiddushin Mem Gimel, that's the Shliach Nasa Eid, and where the Gemara says has the lashon, the graphic lashon of Ilumi Kama Alimta or Kivan Damar Shulam Kamoso Havile Kagufe. Very graphic lashon for shlichus. And he talks here about other issues, which maybe we'll get to a little bit later in the shiur. But again, that's what the Gemara says. L'maskana, what's the case in the Mishnah that you could get out of paying the chomesh where you transfer one and not the other? Either you transfer the money or you transfer the fruit. Continuing, la'avda ulashif chaso ha'ivrim. So who can you use as an independent financial person in order to do it on your behalf? You could use an Eved or a Shifcha, a Jewish Eved or Shifcha. Eved Ivri, Shifcha Ivriya. So, Mane Kaiminan. Let's talk about the Shifcha, says the Gemara. What are we talking about? The Shifcha HaIvriya. That potentially could take my money and be poda for me. So what are we talking about? In Bigdola, are we talking about an Amma Ivriya who became a Gedola, that she's not an Amma Ivriya anymore? Zachas besimanim, she goes free. She goes free. Top Mara Folda, Amay Evri, Yotis Besimande, Mirshus Adon. Umabas Gabe Adon. She's not going to be an Amevri anymore. See, if she's, it can't be talking about a Gdola. So what are we talking about? A Ktana? In Biktana, Katan Zacha. Talking about a Ktana. A Katan could do the Pidyon for me? On my behalf? So Amar Reb Yudin Bar Shalom, Kumi Reb Yossi, Reb Shalom said in front of Reb Yossi, Tiftar Kamanda Amar Katan Torim. It must be like we had a machlokas back in the first parak of Trumos, whether a Katan is allowed to be Torim or not. It must be, this is going like the opinion, that a Katan can be Torim. Right? The Rechai Kadevsky reminds us of what it said in the beginning of Trumas. Katan Shigia Laonas and Adorim Torim. Masisanami Aitanu Ubiktana Kiagavna Mairi Vakasal Kadaitach. And the Havamina here is, at this stage, Tichihechi Dishaminan Shahakatan Yeshlo Das Litrom Isleinami Zachia. Just like, according to the Manda Amar, a katan can be Torim for me, it must be a katan can be Zocha the money from me in order to then be poda my fruit without paying a chomesh. Right? So that's this stage of this Gemara. Because we say, oh, we're talking about the case of the Mandarma that says katan can be Torim, katan can be Torim, so too a katan can be Zocha. So now the Gemara says, but I'm not sure if that jump is okay. Amar Levi, Afilu, Kamanda Amar, katan Torim, katan Zocha. Can the katan be Zocha? Right, Torim, L'chore is less of a standard. Torim, it's mine. He's just doing the hafrasha for me. I say, do that act, take some out. Right? It's basically me. So that's why a katan can be Torim. But a katan to be zocha, the money on my behalf, says the Mara Folda, follow ein zechia l'katan. Velo yatsu miham ma'os mirishu so, velo ha'maiser sheni. It's all mine still. So how is it? What's the Gemara talking about? What's the Mishnah talking about? That you can use a shifcha ivriya. Use a shifcha ivriya to take your money and be poda for you. How in the world does she get it? If she's a gdola, that she's not an amevri anymore. And if she's a ktana, does a ktana have das? Ktana have das? Could a katan be zocha? So the Gemara answers, yeah. The Gemara answers, actually, it's a machlokas between the Rabbanan of Bavel and the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Rabbanan of Bavel, it works out. Because as we'll see, the Rabbanan of Bavel will hold. Once a ktana becomes a bardas, and we know she's a bardas, then we allow her to do certain financial actions, and she has financial independence. So it's fine, according to the Talmidei and the Rabbanei of Bavel, the Mishnah could work. But we'll see, according to the Rabbanei of Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanei of Yerushalmi, no, a katan is period, excluded. So then we have a problem, what's our Mishnah talking about? So to get there, we quote a number of opinions of the Rabbanim of Bavel. So al daitin de Rabbanan de Taman Nicha. According to the Rabbanan over there of Bavel, right, because now we're in Yerushalmi. So Nicha, it works out. The Taman Amrin B'Shem Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. There are different opinions, right? My Yaakov says, you might remember some of these similar opinions in Meseches and the Bavli and Gittin. Kol shenosan lo ego zumashlicho. Tsrar v'hu not lo. If you give a child a nut, and he throws the nut away, and a rock, and he keeps the rock, so obviously he's a la bardas klal at that stage. He does the opposite of what you should do. Hamotzi biyado, kemotzi ba'ashpa. So if he has anything that's like, it's like taking it out of the garbage, meaning it's totally still hefker, if that katan is holding something, maybe for your midos, grabbing something from him is midos ra'os, but in terms of specific legal financial status, it's like picking it up from the ground. Right? This stage is not mentioned in the Bavli. This stage is not mentioned in the Bavli. The Mefarshim in Rechoshe Mishpat, in Reish Bem Gimel, the Shachlik Sos discussed this, but this is not mentioned. Well, you clearly is a La Bardas, so then there's nothing. It sounds like you could even like grab it from him. There's no even Gezel de Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like. But second stage, Egos Vahu Notlo Tsrar Vahu Mashlicho, the opposite. If you give him a nut, he'll keep the nut. He knows that a nut is valuable, and he knows a rock is not valuable. Tsrar Vahu Mashlicho, Gezelo gezel mebre darki shalom. That's stealing. Midrabanan. Mebre darki shalom. That's one level up. That's one level up. There is a question the Gemara and the Mishnah there get to talk about. Is it darki shalom or is it gezel? Is it gezel gezel or is it gezel gezel mebre darki shalom? The question is, what exactly is the difference? Whether it's gezel gomor, Reb Yossi's lashon is gezel gomor mi divrehem. Right? That's the language of the of Reb Yossi, right? We have it there in Gittin in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara says, Mitziyat Nun Tesma Beis, Mishnah. Mitziyat Schar Shot Vakatan, Yeshman Gezel Mibre Darki Shalom. The Tanakhama says, there's Gezel with a Darki Shalom. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gezel Gomor. So what's the difference? They're both Rabbanan. Right? So the Tanakhama says, it's Gezel Gomor. The Tanakhama says, Gezel with a Darki Shalom. Rabbi Yossi says, Gezel Gomor. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, whether you be Motzi Batayonim, Amr of Chizda, Samach Aleph, Amr Aleph, Gezel Gomer mi Devrehim, Lamai Nafkamina, Lahotziu Batayonim. That's the Nafkamina between the Tanakama and Reb Yossi. Good. So that's this second level, right? That he has some type of Das, so it will be Gezel Drabanan. Gezel Drabanan. We continue. Egos Vitzror, Vahu Notlon Umatsnian. What if they put, not only they like look at it right away, but they have ability to take it, to reflect on it, what they have, take it home, and then they bring it back later on, and they really have das, they're showing that they have financial acumen. Gezelo gezel gomor. Sounds like even daraisa. Even daraisa, the Rabbanan above El say that once a katan demonstrates das, das alimta, so that works, and it can be zocha. And the Gemara says, Zacha, and there's even a machlokas here, how much, right? If he picks something up, then fine. How far does that go? So the first opinion here says, Zacha la'atzmo v'lo la'acherim. Right? He could be Zocha for himself, but he can't be Zocha on behalf of others. And Rav Huna, Amar Kishem, Zocha la'atzmo, kachu Zocha la'acherim. And Rav Huna says, no, he could even be Zocha on behalf of others. What's that machlokas about? So that's the sugya, the Mefarshim explain, Zechiyah mitam shlichus or lav mitam shlichus. Right, to be Zocha on behalf of somebody else. If I'm Zocha, something for you, so I'm like your shliach. Unappointed. Right, unappointed shliach, but I can be Zocha for you. Are those two principles connected? Zechiyah, being Zocha, something on behalf of someone else, and shlichus, where I am an appointed agent. So the Gemara never links the two. Zechiyah and Shlichus, but that's a major machlokas Rishonim. Major machlokas Rishonim. The Chachmei Svara, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all hold Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. It's not connected. They're not connected. It's two different principles. Shliach is appointed. You're a Shliach. Zechiyah is on behalf of somebody else. While Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran jumps to the other side here, all say Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus. They're connected. And therefore, that's what's going on here. The first opinion says, Zachal Atzwa Avalo Lachirim, because a Katan cannot be a shliach, and therefore, if zechiyah mitam shlichus, so therefore, just like a katan is excluded from shlichus, he's excluded from zechiyah, and that's why he could only be zocha for himself. He could pick something up for himself, zocha la'aswa avalo la'cheirim. But Rav Huna says, no, zechiyah is la mitam shlichus. So fine, he can't be a shliach, but maybe it's easier to do zechiyah. Kishem juz zocha la'atzmo, kachu zocha la'cheirim. So let's talk about that at length, but first let's finish the sentence that we are in the middle of. Hakol modim, but these rabbis, even from Bavel, even though they say a katan has a certain level of das, and even financial status, midaraisa, to be zocha, hakol modim she'in matanasa matana, they can't give a gift. They can't give a gift. That seems, the Gemara seems to say it requires a higher level. Tichsiv, ki yitain ish. Ki yitain ish. Matnas ish matana, vein matnas katan matana. Right? Only a gadol could give a matana and not a katan. Okay, so that's all, this is all the Rabbanan of Bavel. But it's clear for the Rabbanan of Bavel that even the Araisa, a child can have some type of financial status. And the Gemara ends off by saying, Divrei Chachamim, but the words of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam ein gezelo gezel gomer at she'yavi shtei Cyrus. Right? Stealing from a katan is only when he's a gadol. Meaning it's not, a katan is excluded. The Mara Folda beautifully formulates it. The exclusion of a katan is because what? According to the Rabbanan above, it seems like it's because of a chisar and das. And therefore, once he shows das, then he's fine. But according to the Rabbanei Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalmi, it's excluded because of Xeris HaKasif. Doesn't matter how much das he holds. See where he says Xeil Gezel Gomor. Rabbanan de Taman Svir Leim in the Marafolda. Had to katan ein lo zechia mishum she ein lo das aval ki chazina she yesh lo das when you see as das kegadol zocha kegadol aval rabbanan de hacha sphere le the rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael hold the gzeras hakasavu the katan afilu yesh lo das at sheyagdil katan it's like shiurim age 13 and you can't labar das halachically and even if he reflects das so. Basically, the Gemara is asking, and I'm going to reiterate the question on Amud Beis, so how does our Mishnah fit in with the Rabbanei Tehacha? our Mishnah that says that a shifcha ha'ivri could be zoche and be pode on behalf of the master, but she's got to be a ktana. And if she's a ktana, then how does it work? I thought a ktana, according to the Rabbani Dehacha, don't have any financial power. The sugya of zechiyah mitam shlichus, la mitam shlichus, is a fascinating one. And it's interesting how the Achronim separate or put these shitas closer together. In both directions. There is a Rashi's Lashon in Gittin, and Tosas Arash in Kiddushin, say Anansadi. Why is Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus? Because it's clear, it's obvious, that if I'm being Zocha on behalf of you, you would want me to be your Shliach. Anansadi Lei Shetehe Shalucho. Anansadi. Right, that Gemara in Kiddushin Membeis, there are a couple of Gemaras that are important for this Sugya, but the Gemara in Kiddushin Membeis is one of the two very important ones. Bamatzia Ayin Aleph is the other one. But there the Gemara is looking for a source for how Bnei Yisrael were Zocha to Nachala in Eretz Yisrael. How did the Shvatim do it on behalf of the rest of Bnei Yisrael? So first the Gemara tries to suggest Shlichus. The Gemara rejects that because there was some Ketanim that got land in Eretz Yisrael and they can't appoint a Shliach. So it can't be Shlichus. The Gemara says, okay, it must be Zechiah. Sounds like Zechiah is a separate stage. Right? They did it through the principle of Zechiah. And then the Gemara, which clearly it's a separate stage. That's the biggest raya. That Zechiah is la mitam shlichus, because the Gemara, after rejecting shlichus, says it's Zechiah. The Gemara then rejects Zechiah and says, why? Because it's not all good. Sometimes people would like mountains, and some people would like valleys, so Zechiah is only when it's clearly Zechiah. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be through the principle of aputropis, which is a separate principle, which itself is a machlokis, whether aputropis is connected to shlichus, whether aputropis is connected to Zechiah, but we're not going to focus on that right now. So Zechiah and shlichus. The Ran says, oh, once you have the maskana of aputropas, you could say Zechiah and Shlichus are linked. The Gemara maybe in the Havamina thought that Zechiah is La Mitam Shlichus, but Lamaskana thinks Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus. But again, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban, all think Zechiah is La Mitam Shlichus. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, and Tosafot Rashi say, Anan Sadi, that's Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. That's linking them very much. The Ksos strongly says, Zechiah Mitam Shlichus is not because of Anan Sadi. He says that Beferish. It means Midin Yad. Zechiyah mitam shlichus doesn't mean mitam shlichus. It just means it's parallel to shlichus. That's what the Ksos says. He brings the sheet of Zechiyah mitam shlichus much closer to the sheet of Zechiyah la mitam shlichus. Even if you say Zechiyah mitam shlichus, that means that they're parallel to each other. That's what the Ksos says in Simen Kuf Hei, Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. The Reb Chaim, actually maybe we'll mention another Ksos first. Ksos that might be Lishitasa. Ksos might be Lishitasa. The Ksos in Kuf Pei Ches, I'm sorry, the Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel Ches talks about the Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen in Kuf Pei Ches speaks about a case of a woman who's a Mishareses that's working in her in a house, and there's this dough that's rising, and if she doesn't take off challah, whatever the Messiah says, if she's not mafresh challah right now, the dough is going to get ruined, and she has to bake it. So the question is, could I be mafresh challah for you without your telling me? So the Trumas Adeshen says yes. Yeah, Zachal Adam Shlobafanov. You could be Zoche, take off challah, and put it into the oven. And the Ksos there in Reshem Gimel says, no, based on a Rashba, the way this is formulated as Zachin La Adam Shlobafanov and not Zachin Me Adam Shlobafanov. And therefore, the Ksos says, he argues on that Trumas Adeshem, which is quoted in the Ramah, in Yoredeya, in Ilchas Challah. He says, no. If somebody didn't ask you to do it, then Zachin Le Adam, to give you something, but he can't take something from you. Zachin Me Adam. Right, does not work, and therefore you have to let it get ruined. So it could be that that's the Ksos L'shitasa. If you say Zechiyah mitam shlichus is based on Anan Sadi, then obviously everybody knows that you'd rather take off a little bit of challah in order to save the rest of your dough. But if it's not based on Anan Sadi, it's based on Xeris Akasiv, that it's a parallel, so then maybe you can understand how you would argue with that. But that's the Ksos. The Ksos brings them onto Amar Zechiyah mitam shlichus much closer to the sheet of Zechiyah la mitam shlichus. Reb Chaim does exactly the opposite. Reb Chaim is quoted in the Bircha Shmuel in Ksubis, in Simen Chav Gimel. Reb Chaim says, everybody agrees Zechiah is Shlichus. Even the Mandar of Zechiah, La Mitam Shlichus. The only question is whether the Torah was Machadesh, a new form of Shlichus, or the Torah says, this is also called Shlichus. That's the difference. Zechiah Mitam Shlichus means, the Torah is Machadesh, this is also a form of Shlichus. Zechiyah la mitam shlichus means this is a very different type of shlichus. Very different. A new parsha of shlichus. My nafkamina, can there be any differences between zechia and shlichus? But according to that formulation, Reb Chaim brings zechia la mitam shlichus much closer to the shita of zechia mitam shlichus. So Ksos does it in one direction, and the Reb Chaim does it in the other direction. But that's again a lot to say about zechia mitam shlichus and lav mitam shlichus, but that's what these two deyas are about, between the within the Rabbanei Bavel, that allow katan even mida oraisa. So we continue. The Gemara first, before the Gemara reiterates the question, the Gemara first even makes a limitation. Even the Rabbanei Bavel, who say that a katan can have financial status, even mida oraisa, Rabbi Yevo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hadad teima lo simena b'din. This is all, though, even the Rabbanan Bavel say, okay, maybe Bezdin will be Motzi at Bedin, it's called Gezel, and you'll take it from him. But as we know, there's a concept of Asham Gezelos. If I have something of yours, and I swear I don't, and it ended up I have, so I'm Chayav a Karban. So for a Tvias Katan, special din, that's not going to work. Even if my stealing from a Katan is considered stealing Daraisa, but if I swear about it, they're not going to be Chayav a Karban for that. Kali Amamodi Ashavish Cyrus. That's only for a Gadol. Fine. But now we get back to the question. Baram Karabanan Dahacha, but the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael, Reb Yossi Boy. Me'ata filo la'atzma lo yizke, tichsev al re'eo, achi kire'eo. Reb Yossi reiterates the question. If a katan can't own something on a daraisa level, that could be zocheit, the shifcha, ha'ivriya, the Mishnah says that she could take it and be podem ma'aser sheni, and it's considered hers. How can it be considered hers? Right? It can't own something on a daraisa level, according to the Rabbanei Dahacha. So the Gemara answers, Reb Yossi Barbun, B'shem Reb Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Patar la B'shitas Apiotos. Or, as the Bavli says, P'utos. D'taninan Taman Apiotos, Mechan 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 Memkarar B'metal Tzalim. The Gemara tells us in the Bavli, in Gittin Daf Nun Tes, L'tzorech Chayehem, L'tzorech the sustenance of children, already from 6 and 7 years old, you can already allow them to make financial transactions. Din derabanan, a takana derabanan, kedei chayehem. And the chiddush is that takana derabanan allows for doraisa nafgaminas in terms of pidyon. But because of this, that's what the rabbanei Eretz Yisrael must say, that our mission is talking about putos. We're not talking about a 3-year-old. We're talking about a 6 or 7-year-old, the takana's putos. There is a machlok, as if you look in the Rashba. The Rashba there in Gittin, on Daf Nun Tes, he wonders, he quotes from Rav Haigon that the Takanas Pe'utos only applies in specific limited cases where it's Kedei Chayav. V'kadar Rabbeinu Haigon b'shara shlishi shlzavaka sefer ha-mekach shalo yimkar elo l'kedei Chayav. Only that, ulefi daitenu anu ro'in, but says the Rashba, we see shem yesh shamam on harbe sheyinasin lo mimenu miksa schora v'mashi islamid mekach o'memkar v'yav v'eino tzorach l'kedei Chayav. You could be a little more flexible. Ulefi maris enei hadayan. Adkan. That Rav Haigon quotes this and then says that. But then the Rashba quotes from his Rebbe, the Ramban, once the Rabbanan say it works, they could do anything. Tekiva, the Tukin Rabbanan, Shimem Kero Memkar, Lo Plug Rabbanan, Bain Mocher Likadei Chayav, Lo Mocher Yosir Mikadei Chayav, Tehabe Matanaso Asikna, Matanaso Matana, Bain Matanam Ruba, Bain Matanam Muetes, Vyavavi Shinoj Mishum Kadei Chayav, Kiechi Delev, Ile Mile. It's a low plug. It doesn't only apply to a little bit amount. Also, there's a question, does it apply only if there's a no apotropis there? Also, that's some might limit it. Kedei Chayav is only when there's no apotropis, but it seems like the Ramban says across the board, it is allowed. So that's what's going on in our Mishnah according to the Rabbanei Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara 1 second. The Gemara could have asked the following question from the second half of the Mishnah, but instead it asks us from the Mishnah in Erevin, which also talks about Zechia. Vatataninan, when one is setting a sheet of mavos, just like Erev Chatzeros, sheet of mavos, you're setting a barrel of wine on behalf of everyone else there to be able to carry in the alleyway. So you cannot do that through a katan. You can't do that through a katan because, you know, they don't have financial independence. 1 second. Why don't they have financial independence? We just said pu'utos. They do have financial independence, right? According to the Rabbanei Bavel, there's no chiluk. You could talk about different ages. But according to the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael, you know, what is that talking about? So you have to say, that's talking about really little kids. Rabbanan de Kesrin Amrin, kan bekatan sheish bo das, kan bekatan she'ein bo das. Even pu'utos has a limit. Even pe'utos has to be 6-7 years old with a little das. So where it says the katan would work, like a shifcha, like an ame evriya, that's on the case of pe'utos, a certain level where it says it's not going to work, like the seifa of our Mishnah, or the seifa over there, that's talking about a case where it's a very young child, without any das, and that's why it's not going to work. So again, and how much das the katan has is a big topic. And again, this is one of them. Zechia and shlichus, derabanans, daraisas. Again, a big sugya. Okay, the next case the Gemara is going to talk about is what about when it comes to avadim. Avadim. So this is all about katanim, and the next piece is going to be talking about avadim. Okay, we will have to stop here.